appreciate it. Rabbeinu Bechaya, on the Inyan of Maimon Har Sinai, says, well, first the beginning, I mean, actually later, and then he references from before on the posuk, which it says after the Aseres Adiros Atem Reisem Kivin Hashemayim Dibarti Imochem. That's at the bottom here. So he says, "Mipnei Shekol Yisrael Edim B'Mashero Beinehem." Klal Yisrael, they were all of them were witnesses to what they saw with their own eyes. They saw great miracles, great wonders. Tchila Eser Makas Shel Mitzrayim Ad Sof Matan Torah, from starting from the Makas in Mitzrayim till the end of Matan Torah, and Lekach Hizkir Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lahem before Maimon Har Sinai Atem Reisem Asher Asisim in Mitzrayim, and then it says after that Atem Reisem Asher Kibin Hashemayim Dibarti Imochem. So Kikvoido Hoye B'Har Sinai V'Adibra Hoye Min Hashemayim. They saw all these things, and they themselves were eyewitnesses to these events. And again, he says, "Mipnei Shekol Yisrael Edim B'ma Shero Beineihem Oisus V'Amoyfsim." They were all Edim to that which they saw with their own eyes. Then he references Ukvar Nisbayer Zeh, and that's referring to this previous piece over here. And he says like this: Asher Tzeisicho Meretz Mitzrayim, Enoichi Hashem Elokecho Asher Tzeisicho Meretz Mitzrayim. He says, "Kedei Lo Seis Moifis Ale Lokusoi VeKabolas Malchusoi." He says, in order to give a moifis, in other words, this is mamish, a clear indication, we see Elokusoi, that Hashem is in total control, v'kabolas malchusoi, and to be a moifis, that's clear that he's the melech. This, you must accept, you must recognize the fact that he's the melech. Look, his control over everything that happens, mikol ma'asheru b'neim, v'heim yecholim lohoyed olov. For everything you saw with your own eyes, they saw with their own eyes, and they could testify to what they saw. What's the point of all of this that they saw and that they witnessed and the eyewitness testimony? It obligates you to be mekabel the elikus, that I'm the ruler, I'm the shalit, I'm the one who to whom everyone is beholden, who is in control of everything. From that which you saw with your own eyes, the oisus and the mifsim, the miracles that were included in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Umipnei zeh lo yomer Hashem borosi Hashemayim ba'oretz. This is the famous, others say this too. That's why he didn't say, I'm the one who created heaven and earth, which would seem to have a greater expanse to it, because the one thing is, I'm the creator, I took you out of Mitzrayim. There's 10 makas, there's nisim, there was even nisim b'toicha nisim, but b'riyas ha'olam, and that shaykh, it started and it ended up in a world that continues on forever, and everything that we have, and it's a much more expansive, a much more extensive, it's a far greater series of miracles and the extent of the miracles, he says. But no, kiloiro zebeinem, they didn't see this with their own eyes. The he wanted to bring them a raya on his elokus, on his being the God, being the one who's in the shalit and the shofet, and that which they saw with their own eyes. V'oid, that's one teres. So that's why he didn't bring that. V'oid ki haitzo me'eretz Mitzrayim kolelis b'riyas ha'olam. Then he says that really Yitzias Mitzrayim does include b'riyas ha'olam also. Sha'anisim hanim shochim achar haitzo ha'hi rabim. All the miracles that happened, including in this haitzo, Yitzias Mitzrayim, u'mimash nishtana ha'teva, they saw the teva being changed. Bohem yisbayar mizeh chidush ha'olam. From that you see clearly his koyach as the mechadish ha'olam. So it's the second teres is that in Mitzrayim, they saw chidush ha'olam ki im hakadmus lo yishtana dova mitivo klal. If the world had existed all the time, that's the way it is. There is no controller. The kadmus, it was a ha'olam kadma, means the world always was this way, and there's no one in charge. There's no creator. Then nothing's going to change. That's the teva, and the teva remains constant. Umipnei ze omer asher itzeisicho ki bavadei hoyso itzo amir al chidush al hashgoch al yecholes, because hoyso from Mitzrayim is also on the Chiddush Ha'olam and all the Hashgochas Hashem and his abilities, Shetekabla Aleichem Alekusim Alchusi. Therefore, based on that, you should accept my my control and my malchus. I should be your God and you should be your master. You should have duni atem. You should serve me. V'tiu avodim li, and you should be my servants. You should be avodim, servants to Hashem. Because I took you out of beis avodim, mi beis Mitzrayim. Sheyisem avodim lahem. You were avodim in Mitzrayim. I took you out. And therefore, based on what you see now, you should be avodim, and that's basically the story. So, a few things over here just to point out. Number one, what is this concept of ro be'enehem v'hem yecholim lahoyed olov? They saw it with their eyes, and they can testify. And in the other piece, he also says, mipnei shekol Yisrael eidim b'ma shero be'enehem ho'isis v'hamoifsim. I would have said, if the whole idea is to see it, we saw it, we know it personally, it's a reality. I witnessed these events, and now I know that Hashem Hu Elokim, I know that there's a controller, I know there's a creator, I know there's someone in charge, I know there's Hashgacha Pratis. So what is this idea that Shekol Yisrael Eidim B'Mashiro, we are witnesses to that which we saw? Or even more specifically, he says, K'dei los ismoim selakus v'kabalus malchusay mikol mashiro be'enehem v'hem yechoylim lahoyit. They have the capability to say testimony, to testify, and basically this is that which is going to inspire them to come to recognize that there's a lekus and there's a melech and that you have to recognize him and you have to be makabel the malchus. You have to realize that there's a melech. I mean, it would seem that if I saw the melech in action and I saw everything that he did and I'm a first-hand observer. Not to use the word which we usually use is witness, but if I'm a first-hand observer, l'chora, that's where the koyach to accept the malchus comes from. It sounds like that it's more than that. It sounds like it's they saw it with their eyes, and they can testify on it. They not only saw it, it's not only something that I know firsthand because I experienced it, but it's taken to another level to the fact that, you know, this is something that I can now serve as a witness. Atem Eidainu Hashem. The Novi says that Klal Yisrael is the witness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the world. And it seems that that emotion, I would say, the difference, it's an emotional difference between what I know for sure, what I saw with my own eyes, and now I look at myself as I have the ability to testify, that difference seems to be part of that which it gets us to come to realize and accept the Elokus and the Malchus. Hashem is the Melech and he's in control of everything. It seems that the viewing myself or recognizing that I have the ability to testify seems to be an additional koyach and a critical koyach used in both places when he refers to it in terms of my ability to accept this and to recognize and to appreciate this Malchus. Now, if that's the case, what that means exactly, does it mean that it's an emotional piece that's there besides the intellectual vision? Seeing something is intellectual. I know it. I don't have to believe it. It's yediyah. I know it. I saw it with my own eyes. The ability to testify is probably something that goes beyond that emotionally. In other words, that which I know has so penetrated into my being, into my kishkes, that I now feel that I can testify this. It's like a super reality that exists. Maybe that's an emotional piece. I don't know. But it does mean that there's an additional element. And if that's the case, it occurred to me that in the need and in the desire to be mechazik one's emuna, one's recognition of Hashem as the Melech, one's Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shomayim, and it seems the Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shomayim doesn't seem to be expressed here in any type of a specific activity other than the recognition of the Melech. If there's a Melech, then there's a Malchus Shemayim, and I'm the servant, I'm the subject of the Melech. It seems that the ability to be made, the realization of the ability to be made, has a deepening effect on that realization. If that's the case, then it seems very poshut, and maybe, I mean, this is conjecture, maybe that's even the inyan of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it seems to be made, when I'm made to others, when I declare this testimony, when I not only think about it myself, that I witnessed and it was passed down, the witness, eyewitness testimony from one generation to the next, but when I have it and I know it, because I accepted it, but it's to such an extent I know it that I, Atem Eidain Um Hashem, I bear witness to this, I can declare this testimony to the world, that seems to be the koyach, or a critical koyach, that allows a person to come to this realization. And therefore, what I think that means is that it's extremely important not only for a person to internalize these concepts and to see all the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim and to recognize that there was eyewitness, there is an eyewitness record, and that eyewitness record has been passed on from generation to generation, and this served also as an eyewitness, ke'ilo, an eyewitness on Bria So'ilim itself, and we look at the world and we see su'ei nechem la'morim u'ra'imi bora'ele, that a person can look around and see that there's a Bria So'ilim. But it seems that unless that we are ready to testify, we're ready to declare it to others, we're ready to announce it publicly and through our testimony carry this message beyond ourselves, it seems that it doesn't necessarily have that power to bring us to the focus of the tachlis, which is to realize the Malchus Shamayim. Just one other thing which I think is different from others here, and that at the end he says a very strange thing. He says, "She'eyal Elohim lochem, v'odon aleichem. I should be your God. I should be your master. V'shetavduni atem, serve me." That's part of Malchus. Malchus means, by definition, if you're the Melech, then I'm your subject. I'm subservient to you. V'tiu avodim li k'shem sho'itzesi yeshem mibeis avodim mibeis hamitzrim shehayisem avodim lohem. Just like you are avodim to Mitzrayim, you should serve me. It sounds like that, different from what others say, Al Manas came p'disicha b'eretz Mitzrayim, therefore the shibud to serve Hashem comes from the fact that He redeemed us from avdus, and therefore He now has the control, the ownership over us, because I bought an eved, now I'm the new odin. It doesn't say that. It seems to say that the recognition of the Malchus Shamayim brings a person to realize that he has to be subservient to Hashem, and you should serve me just like you are avodim in Mitzrayim. In other words, Mitzrayim serves as the dugma, not the mechayev. The dugma is, you are avodim in Mitzrayim. You know what avdus is. It's the same thing. Here's a picture. Kabbalos or Malchus Shamayim, it seems from the Rabbeinu Bechai, requires two things. Number one, the recognition of the Melech. Or three things, I should say. The recognition of the Melech, seeing all his powers. Number two, transposing myself to the level of an aid, that I'm Heim Yecholim Lahoid. I'm one who has now the capability to declare to others this testimony. And the realization is, that amounts to, I'm an Eved. And just like it was the same thing. Mitzrayim was the boss. They controlled us. And the control forced us to do everything they want. It's really the same thing. And it isn't because some people have trouble with this concept. They say, oh, we were Mekabel. He took us out of Mitzrayim. I'm an Askein. No, I never agreed to the condition. So my grandfather agreed to the condition. What does that do for me? Where's my grandfather to agree to such conditions on my behalf? I don't know. There is such shitas that say that. But over here it seems it's something else. It's just pure seichel. He's the Melech. Just like in Mitzrayim, you are avodim. This is the dogma. The lesson from Mitzrayim is that Hashem showed himself that Pari was not the Melech. He's the Melech. And just like when you thought you were Meshubed to Pari, when he was in control, you were avodim. So too, you now have a dogma to be avodim to the Malchus that you recognize through all of the miracles that he did, which makes it somewhat, it certainly takes away any questions of a person says, well, I know I never agreed. It's not a question of agreeing. It's poshut. it's a poshut to seichel. To the one who is in total control, I am meshubed. I am beholden. I'm his subject, and therefore I'm subject to his whims, his desires, his intentions, and his directives, because of the fact that I'm under his malchus. And that's the lesson that we learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim.